Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is the greatest threat to freedom coming out of the Congress. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. The so-called Equality Act, obviously misnamed, is H.R. 5, and now it is in the Senate. Senator Schumer has invoked Rule 14, meaning that he can pull it up for a vote at any time and can bypass any of the committees. So he's just waiting for an opportune time to pull this bill up for vote. And like H.R. 1, the election fraud bill, this one also has 49 Senate Democrat co-sponsors, and they're looking for one more person. One of the people, Senator Susan Collins from Maine, who was a co-sponsor of this same version of the bill last year before it was reintroduced in 2021, has now removed her name as a co-sponsor. So they have 49, and they're trying to get one more. And if they do, they're going to try to sneak it in through the budget bill, which requires the majority-only vote, and it is not subject to the 60-vote filibuster rule. Obviously, there are not 60 votes to break a filibuster. We need to have our senators that are favorable to us on this issue, opposing H.R. 1, on the floor every minute of the day, every day, to watch to see if they try to sneak this bill in. And if they do, they're going to object, and then that would force it to a regular vote, which would be subject to the 60-vote filibuster. But, Holly, this bill is incredibly damaging and threatening to freedom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's start talking about common sense and safety here. Biological men will have legal access to women's restrooms, locker rooms, dressing rooms, showers, nursing mother rooms at any time. So you're talking about in your child's school, in your church, in public places, anywhere, locker room or a dressing room, and there's a man in there, and he would have all access to that by this bill.
In fact, we actually have a situation in Texas where a bride-to-be was shopping for that wedding dress with her parents and her sister, and come to find out, she's in this room with this person who's dressed like a woman with high heels, but finds out this person is a man. As she is being assisted by this store worker to undress and put on these different various wedding dresses, and is shocked to find out that this person is actually a man. I mean, this was traumatic to her, the right. Wonderful day of shopping with her parents and her sister for this wedding dress, for this wonderful day of celebration that's coming up, was ruined by this. And H.R. 5 would mandate this across the board. Cross-dressers could demand to be, you know, ushers, greeters in your Sunday school, teachers. They could have other roles in the church. You could have people who are even pedophiles because
teaching your children in Sunday school.
Yeah, the bill actually applies to everybody. There's no one that's exempt. Everybody, including churches and religious schools, and it includes an LGBT and Q. Q in the Senate bill stands for queer. And that's the Senate bill's own terminology. LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transvestite, and or transgender. Q stands for queer, according to the Senate version. Now, what is that? That includes all of the sexual paraphilias. There's about 550 of them, one of which is pedophilia, having sexual relations or urges towards young people. And so that would be protected under H.R. 5 as well. So we're talking about it applies to employment. And when we're talking about greeters or ushers or Sunday school teachers or other roles in your church, people could demand to be employed. People could sue if you ultimately remove them because you found out that they are now engaging in risky deviant, non-biblical behavior. If a man wants to, or a boy wants to use the woman's or girl's restroom at the church, and you say, no, this is for women only, that person can sue you because of your having male and female restrooms. If you have an overnight camping trip and you have young people there, the boys could demand, or a boy could demand, to sleep in the girl's tent or in their room. You couldn't segregate them. It's just unbelievable. Sports, all these different things would just simply be decimated on the college campuses and all different levels. Churches and religious schools would be forced to hire people involved in LGBTQ conduct.
Pastors would be forced to officiate same-sex ceremonies. No choice there.
Yeah, and so you would even have, you know, your website would be covered by this. Not only what you have on your website, but also your emails, your social media. And if you do anything at home, like you want to sell something online, you're going to be governed by this because it doesn't apply. It's not limited to a physical facility or place. It applies to the internet. It would ultimately require you to be forced to use false pronouns, calling he a she or she a he, or calling a person Z, which is neither male nor female, or calling a person they. Yeah, they and them.
And children will be taught at young ages that they can choose their gender. I mean, there's no reality here. You're forcing children into this you know, harmful thing that we've been fighting against, trying to push them, saying a little girl can be a little boy.
Yeah, I mean, this is really harmful to to try to tell little girls and boys that you're not a little girl or boy. You can just hold on. You can choose your gender, or maybe you don't even have one. Maybe you're neither male nor female. Maybe you're both.
But even in a Christian school, you'd have to use those false pronouns. You'd have to, you know, encourage the children to do this.
Because this applies to churches and religious schools.
Right.
I mean,
there's
this
no
is really an
here.
Attack on the church and religious schools.
Absolutely.
And you know that it applies because they are specifically revoking the 1993 Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That was passed unanimously in the House, 97-3 in the Senate. Chuck Schumer was a sponsor of this bill. It was signed into law by Bill Clinton. It was supported by people on all parts of the political and religious liberty spectrum. You name it. Everybody was in favor of it. This was 1993, protecting religious freedom. But this particular bill, now Schumer, the president of the Senate, says, no, they want to push out the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Why? Because they don't want it. And this is what the bill says. You cannot use it as a claim or a defense. So when something like this happens to you at the church, just take, for example, the bathroom situation. Somebody wants to use the opposite sex bathroom, and you say no. You'll be subject to a private lawsuit and fines if you lose. You won't be able to use the Religious Freedom Restoration Act as a defense, and the U.S. Department of Justice can also come after you as well with a federal lawsuit by the federal government. You know they're going to be intimidating churches and religious schools. And noncompliance would also invoke the IRS. We know that, for example, noncompliance with other kinds of racial discrimination can result, with regards to churches or schools, or particularly schools, with the revocation of their ability to be licensed, to give out degrees, to have tax exemption, and even to have accreditation.
Well, Matt, this is a full-on evil assault on our freedom, our privacy, and our safety, every single person.
So this bill, we are allowing, we are providing information and making a way for you to be able to file your response. It's very critical. Again, it could be pulled up for a vote at any time because Senator Schumer has invoked what's called Rule 14, allowing him to bypass the committees, pull it up, and pop it onto the floor at any time. He's waiting for that opportune time. We need to have the senators that are opposed. There are 50 opposed. There is 49-4. There is one that says he is backing off his support. And also he's in favor of keeping the filibuster. That's Senator Manchin. Joe Manchin from West Virginia. Go to lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. There you can fax the senators, sign the petition, and call. And even if you have unresponsive senators to this particular issue, your faxes and petitions will go to those senators that are critical. We need those to hold the line. We need to convince others to not change their position as well. We need to oppose this bill. It is the greatest threat to freedom. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.